Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And we got 2 hours live here on Sunday afternoon. And we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about here today. I'm going to throw out the phone numbers here in just a moment. We got phone numbers, we got toll-free numbers, we got the Skype line, we got everything. Going to send it out here in just a moment. And we got a lot to talk about, not so much from this weekend, but for next weekend. We did have UFC Japan last night with Josh Barnett and Roy Nelson in the main event. But the big weekend is coming up this coming weekend when we have four big shows. The TNA Bound for Glory show, their big pay-per-view of the year, their edition of WrestleMania, is coming up this Sunday. And with everything that's going on in TNA, who knows? This may be your last chance to see a live TNA event on pay-per-view. I guess we'll see how everything pans out as the year ends and they remove themselves or get removed from Destination America. So we can talk the Bound for Glory lineup here. Also, UFC 192... a big card coming up on Saturday night, Daniel Cormier versus Alexander Gustafsson and Johnny Hendricks versus Tyrone Woodley in the co-main events. Ryan Bader facing the return Rashad Evans as well. AAA is going to be doing Heroes Inmortales this weekend as well with Alberto El Patron versus Johnny Mundo in the main event for the AAA Mega, the Super Mega World Heavyweight Championship, it's called. And also, WWE is running in Madison Square Garden with a special show, all of which you're going to be able to see on the WWE Network. Brock Lesnar's Go to Hell Tour, it is being called. We're going to talk about all of that here today. Take your phone calls and a lot more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, fantasy players. I'm Herman Moore, All-Pro wide receiver, with some fantasy tips on how you can pick a winning roster this weekend by using some of the tips that I actually use to play. I look at three things: a consistent quarterback with reliable wide receivers, running backs that are the core to their offensive attack, and then matchups, team strengths versus their opponent's weaknesses. Those are my winning keys to picking a great roster. Okay, raise your hand if you made any money this weekend playing fantasy football. I made money this weekend playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Hi, this is Herman Moore, All-Pro wide receiver, letting you know you can win money this weekend playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Just pick your players, stay under the cap, and watch your team win. Game start as low as $1. Come on, y'all. $1. Visit FanDuel.com to get started. Use the code HERM, H-E-R-M. That's FanDuel.com, code HERM. FanDuel.com, code HERM. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season.
Fall is time for fun, value, and free wine. Whether you're looking for a romantic getaway or a mountain adventure, the Avalon Lodge in South Lake Tahoe is the place to stay. This fall, take advantage of our great value season rates and make Avalon Lodge your home base for hiking, biking, and enjoying all Lake Tahoe has to offer amidst the fall colors. Of course, Tahoe is great year-round, from unparalleled mountain sports to our great lake, and we are here for you anytime. Casual elegance and value. The Avalon Lodge is an intimate boutique hotel with contemporary flair and decor and upscale fun amenities like free Wi-Fi and bikes. Pet friendly too. In-room fireplaces, the best beds in the Sierra, and the Market Cafe. We are located just steps to all things fun in Tahoe. Walk to the lifts or lake. Log on to AvalonLodge.com to make reservations anytime or call 530-544-2285. Call now. 530-544-2285. Plus, for this program and for a limited time only, book using the promo code EARLY. You will get fabulously discounted winter rates for two nights midweek or four night stays anytime. So hurry, book your winter vacation now at AvalonLodge.com or call 530-544-2285 and use promo code EARLY.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for 2 hours today. Going to be taking your phone calls, emails, Skype calls, and yes, the text message line is back, and we've got a whole bunch of shows to talk about here today. The website should be 100% operational for everybody. Probably still some little bugs to clean up here and there. If you're having a major issue, as a subscriber, please email the support email, which is support@WrestlingObserver.com, and we will fix you up as soon as possible. Few people that have signed up recently have had issues involving PayPal, so if you're one of those people and for whatever reason you just can't log in, it's not working, email support@WrestlingObserver.com. And for those of you wondering, I can't find the login button, where is it? Well, don't worry about it. Find the subscriber content that you'd like, click on it, and once you click on it, the login information will come up. And we'll put a login button elsewhere on the website. But essentially, if you don't need to be logged in, you don't have to be logged in. You only need to be logged in if you're trying to grab subscriber-only content. So don't worry about the login button for now. Just find what you want, click on it, and if you need to log in, that login area will come up. So all of the radio shows are back. We've done a lot of shows this weekend. We've got two more shows coming up here today, so those should all be accessible. And the newsletter archives are back up. And again, any problems, support@WrestlingObserver.com. And very quickly, the contact information today. If you'd like to give us a call, one number, put it down in your phone. This is for the main studio, 425-488-0525. Don't worry about east, west, first time, any of that. This is the one number, 425-488-0525. You can also call the toll-free number, which is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you'd like to Skype us, we're going to try this one today, F4W Online. That is F4W Online if you would like to Skype us here today. And if you want to text the program, 425-780-7566. If you want to send us a text message, we'll be reading those today as well. And all of these numbers will be up very, very quickly on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. They've been down for a few days. We'll put them back, and everybody should have no problem contacting the show today. And Mike, what's going on?
Way too much inside baseball stuff about the website there for everybody listening. They don't care about that. They had large men rumble last night. If they were watching football today.
They don't care. You have not been on my email, Mike. That's all people have cared about for 5 days now.
Well, you have to understand, you take away back issues and even current issues, but mostly back issues of the Wrestling Observer newsletter and Figure Four Weekly. People lose their minds. Why? Why? Because it's such a valuable asset to go back and read all of the radio shows to listen to. I can understand how this has caused panic in some people's lives. I mean, look, we tend to be creatures of habits. And if you get up in the morning and you are used to pulling down a couple of shows, because how many shows do we do a day on average? I mean, it's a bunch of them. You pull off a couple shows for your commute to work. You want to have one for the commute home, and you don't have that. It could throw you completely asunder. So if you're especially sensitive, I can see how this could ruin your day, but this weekend has tried to be pretty good for you, especially coming from the UFC's point of view. And if you have FS1, because big men slammed into each other, Uriah Hall got a knockout of epic proportions. Diego Brandão got a knockout of almost comedic proportions. And if you watched football today, but your region did not have a 4 o'clock game on Fox, say you were watching Atlanta defeat Dallas today and Julio Jones looked fantastic, and you wanted to ease out of that and watch no more football, be done with football because nothing could top the greatness that is the Atlanta Falcons and Julio Jones. Well, you got a chance to see a breakdown of the first three episodes of The Ultimate Fighter between Uriah Faber and Conor McGregor. And that's a show that I have given up on a long time ago. Wanted to see a couple. I always catch a couple because I want to see exactly where I'm at and if I still have no interest in the concept in the show. And last time around, I'll give them credit. They tried to do something different with American Top Team and with Black Zillions. I think it was a noble effort. I don't think I even made it through two before I was done with it. And I heard it got better towards the end, but I had no interest in it whatsoever. It's just a tired concept to me. But I think I would watch the Ultimate Fighter show after seeing what I saw today. And I shouldn't be surprised by this. I've been watching Uriah Faber for years, and Conor McGregor is obviously Conor McGregor. But I would watch the show. I couldn't care less who was fighting. They could have a Ultimate Fighter at the end of it, and I would probably DVR through it just to get to the Conor and Uriah promos that would surround it or anything they would have to say about it. Could care nothing about any aspect of that show or the fallout of it whatsoever except for those two guys talking. And I know probably if any, you know, average viewer ends up seeing this show, they'll be disappointed because Uriah Faber and Conor McGregor probably won't be fighting anytime soon. I think realistically there are hardcores, you know, the hardest of the hardcore, I think, watch The Ultimate Fighter. They know that this is not a fight that's coming up, but boy, is it an entertaining back and forth when it comes to the promos. And if you hate Conor, I think you will come out of it hating Conor even more and really wanting to see this dude get killed and having no problem separating with your money for that to happen. Or you're going to come out of it with, you know, it's just, again, you're going to come out of it with what you already know. Those two guys are great, colorful personalities that thank God the UFC has. And Conor McGregor truly is larger than life right now.
I don't care what anybody says. By this time next year, Conor McGregor and Uriah Faber are going to fight. I don't care that Frankie Edgar is the man planned to step in if something goes wrong. I don't care what anyone says. By this time next year, Uriah Faber and Conor McGregor will have a fight. This is just a fact.
Yeah, and there'll be fights. They'll have fights, you know.
No, they're going to fight each other.
Oh, they will. Look, and they'll be, look, it will get there. They will have other fights against other people. Obviously, Conor and Aldo and Conor and Mendez, whatever it's going to be that would lead into this. But I don't care if both lose, which I cannot see happening. They have proven they can talk people into the building. They've proven they'll be good, and they have proven that. I mean, I think almost, again, unless it's the most embarrassing of situations for both men, they have enough mouth to keep people interested.
Going to go to the phones here. As noted, 425-488-0525 or 1-800-878-PLAY. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Where have you been all week?
I've been at the Ring of Honor house show, and there's some major news coming out of it.
Major news?
Captive the whole time, or...?
Yeah, it was a long show, Mike. What is the major news coming out of this ROH show?
Major news is the Women of Honor are stealing the NXT woman's gimmick of messing up the finish. So then, you know, you never know who's the win. It happened during Taylor Hendricks, Mandy Leon matches. Taylor Hendricks.
So you tell me they're shooting?
No, they just messed up the finish. It was Taylor Hendricks.
I was going to say, I thought we got some June Byers, Jody Grable stuff or something like that.
No. What happened, Ryan?
Well, Taylor Hendricks won the match with a suplex, and Mandy Leon forgot to kick out of the pinfall, so Taylor Hendricks won.
I find this hard to believe.
There are consequences what will happen in the main event picture, because what happened was B.J. Whitmer came out and introduced the new girl that's the Queen of the Ring, Bray Elizabeth Monroe. She had to challenge Taylor Hendricks to a match.
Bray Elizabeth Monroe?
And Mary Elizabeth, I believe.
Oh, Mary Elizabeth Monroe.
Yeah, she goes by Kelly Klein now, her real name, but that's name she's
M-E-M.
Shoot names. Look at you.
Mem. Huh. And how does this tie into Mandy Leon not kicking out?
Well, the issue is that B.J. Whitmer had to cut a promo on the House of Truth, so it looks like they're setting up a feud between the decade and House of Truth, but that wasn't supposed to happen because the promo was supposed to originally be towards Mandy Leon, but she forgot to kick out as a pinfall.
Man, I don't know that. Man, that's tough, Ryan. But you know what? I got some breaking news for you, buddy. Blaster McMassive and Max Smashmaster, of course, guests on this program a little while ago, at least Max Smashmaster was, just lost the Chikara Tag Team titles in Norfolk, Virginia. A tragic day for Devastation Corporation.
Why am I doing this show? That's not that far away. They should have let me know. I guess I got to talk to my secretary or something like that. I must have missed the call or something like that. I cannot believe that those guys were so close and didn't pick me up in the limo on the way down there.
They're supposed to pick you up on the way?
Well, I mean, I'm sure after the interviews we did with, like, Sidney Bacabella would have been you know, interested in picking my brain for some knowledge for these gentlemen.
I hate to say it, Mike, but I think they had bigger fish to fry than picking you up. They just lost their belts. It's a tragic day. We got a lot of news, everybody, and more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Until we get the front page fixed, the phone numbers I'll read here on the air. Studio line, 425-488-0525. Skype line, F4W, online. Text message, 425-780-7566. And the sports byline number, toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Website should be updated within about 15 minutes with all of these numbers, so I don't have to bore you by reading them repeatedly here on the air. To the Skype line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, I'm calling because I know that, Brian, you were relating to the fact about what's going on with TNA and Bound for Glory and the fact that this could be their last show as far as during with them Destination America era and so forth. And you know what? I'm kind of a little sick and tired of, you know, us kind of talking about, you know, the future of TNA and everything. Quite frankly, you know, I mean, I would like to see TNA go on as a little bit longer as possible, simply because one of the things that I was discussing with WWE last week in Night of Champions was the fact that they had Sting come out, wrestle Seth Rollins, and then he had an injury either during the match or before the match. I'm not quite sure what happened, but it just kind of disgusted me about kind of where wrestling is going as far as, you know, we're bringing back a lot of guys that clearly are not 100% healthy or so forth, having them fight in main events like, you know, Undertaker and so forth. And it's just really disgusting me about where pro wrestling is heading. And I wanted to get your guys' opinion.
Okay,
about
hold
that.
On. Let's start at the very beginning here. First off, what are you saying about TNA? What are you upset about that we're talking about may be the end?
Well, I just think that at this point we should realize the fact that maybe TNA may not go away completely. You know, maybe it's time we need to maybe reevaluate the fact that maybe they'll probably survive, maybe not on Destination America, but somewhere else.
Well, I'm sure if they want to lose the money, they will survive. They'll probably continue to tape television, and they'll ship it overseas. But Dixie has officially announced that they are off Destination America either at the end of the year or in February, and they don't have another television outlet right now. And so this is a fact, this could be the final ever TNA pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, that being said, though, I mean, I know with Global Force Wrestling, I know that they're expanding and their deals, and the fact they do have a relationship with TNA, I guess you think that they'll possibly move forward into that relationship with GFW, knowing that they'll more likely be done with Destination America, and also with
Global Force has nothing right now. They don't have a television outlet. They don't have any international television deals. They may get one soon, but even if they get one, TNA has far more international television deals. They're doing television tapings for no outlet here in this country. So they have a relationship in the sense that they're tentatively working together, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect like them to maybe go after, I don't know, like maybe like Sky, maybe something along that line?
I don't know what they're working towards, but they are working towards something in the UK. So it's a wait and see deal.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd call in and kind of get you guys.
Well, let's talk about Sting. The Sting deal. The Undertaker is doing occasional matches. And he was banged up after the match with Brock Lesnar, but he didn't suffer any serious injuries, and he's going to be wrestling again at Hell in a Cell. And Sting hasn't had an injury in a long, long time, and he ended up getting whiplash during that match with Seth Rollins. It wasn't anything that anybody did wrong. I mean, maybe he shouldn't have been wrestling at 56, but up until that point, he was looking great.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that they will more than likely not have Sting wrestle again?
Well, he has to be cleared. If the doctor clears him and the company clears him, he'll wrestle again. But if he can't get cleared, then he won't wrestle again. My question is, what do you find disgusting about this?
Well, I just find disgusting the fact that they have him in there and he's wrestling, and The Undertaker, same thing too, when in reality that time should be reserved for, I don't know, maybe Sheamus. Because I know that, and I think you had it in there, that more than likely, Sheamus is going to become WWE champion.
He's probably cashing in very soon, and then you may want to call back in about 2 months, and we'll talk about Sheamus again.
Yeah. And I mean, more than likely, Sheamus is just going to be an afterthought. I mean, because they really kind of botched that whole Money in the Bank deal. But and I just kind of want to kind of rant a little bit and vent a little bit about that, and because it's been a while since I called. And you guys have a great show, and I'll just hang up and listen to the rest of it.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Yes, Sheamus could cash in. I think a lot of people are going to be begging for Sting when that happens, but who knows? Maybe Sheamus will be awesome in that role as champion. And who knows? It might not happen for a while, but I'm telling you, I think something's coming down, Mike.
I would think so, too. Too much Sheamus losing, but more than that, just too many mentions. Just too much of him being inserted into the mix. I can't see him going to WrestleMania. I can't see them keeping it on anyone as long as they did with Seth Rollins last year. And it's just, where do you want to go with Seth Rollins? Exactly what direction they're going with him is, I would assume it's going to be him against the Authority, working his way through the Authority, probably. That would be the only thing that makes the most sense. They've had all of that tension between them. So, you know, Sheamus being the Authority's kind of new guy or something like that is maybe using that opportunity to start turning Seth Rollins, I don't think is the worst idea in the world. I think he's done a great job as champion. I really do. I don't think Sheamus is going to do that great of a job as champion. I don't think it's going to be awful. But, you know, and really the reason why is ultimately at the end of the day, WWE's biggest thing is obviously the story first. You know, the title comes second. The story is first. Seth Rollins has not been a powerful champion. Obviously, he's been booked to be weak. He's been booked to have holes. He's been booked to be... the guy who needs all of the help in the world to win, but he's done a great job with it. I mean, and every single day comes up, I say it, that chicken S heel. He is fantastic in it. And with his athleticism, with what he's been able to do, I don't know what the plan's going to be for him going forward, the Royal Rumble or anything else, but I can see he and Triple H going at each other at some point. And I see Seth Rollins is probably a far more effective baby face than he is heel, believe it or not. And I think he's been pretty effective as a heel.
We've got a text message here from Brian who says, is 3 hour Raw is killing everybody. What about an NXT hour and then 2 hours of Raw? You still get 3 hours of content. Their hot brand gets exposure and a Raw feels a little less cumbersome. Let me tell you something right now, because I saw somebody else, I think it was in the Torch, had written something about this. No offense. This idea is horrible, and I'm going to tell you why. In a perfect world, this would be a great idea. If you did it like a block, like there was an hour of NXT, and then we had the two-hour Raw show. In a perfect world, that would be great. That is not what they would do. If they had to do a three-hour Raw show, and they were going to like give the first hour to NXT, and then air 2 hours of Raw, this would die the most devastating death that anything has ever died in wrestling, because Vince would be all over it. He would be all over this NXT show. Everything that you love about NXT would be gone, because it would just become the NXT guys working the Raw show. And if you look at the guys that have been brought up from NXT to Raw, if you look at the women, Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, all of these guys, the list goes on and on. Trust me, you would hate this the first night, and you would only hate it more as it went on. Now, if you wanted to get rid of SmackDown and you wanted to say, like, Raw is your 3 hour show on Monday with all of the WWE stars, and that SmackDown slot on Tuesday night is now an NXT show, I would also argue against that, only because 2 hours of NXT every week is going to overexpose the product and the performers, and it would end up being a bad move. But if you could get Vince out of it, and you could just give the NXT production crew, the writer, not writers, there's like one guy, although he gets a lot of input. If you move that show off the network onto USA on Tuesdays, trust me, that would be better than trying to move it and absorb it into Raw. But again, you'd have 2 hours. Vince would probably be there, and it would end up not being what you want. Everybody, just listen to me. Leave NXT the way it is on the WWE Network, the way they're doing it. You will not like it if it ends up being a main roster project.
I don't understand. I mean, the hardest core wrestling fans are the ones that are big proponents of NXT. They know what would happen. I just don't understand the
mindset. I just got a message, by the way. Let me just say this real quick. This idea was broached last year to have NXT be a part of Raw, and it got shot down. So there you go.
Well, yeah, I could see that. And who knows how far that really was or how serious it got. I mean, if that was just, you know, throwing stuff up against the wall or spitballing or whatever it is, you know. So I don't put much stock in that as far as, you know, it may have been close or something like that. I'm sure it was just brought up. But I just, it is the throwback to people that were from that era. It's the throwback to the old hour-long wrestling program where they were moving in a direction that was building up to something. And I don't know how a hardcore wrestling fan or somebody who remembers those times and what they know, with what they know of WWE, would want to have those things commingled. Doesn't make any sense.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to Lodge at Tiburon.com.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is New York.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Sit down.
That sounds like a bad phone to me.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry, buddy, we can't hear you. You're going to have to try again with a better connection. 425-488-0525 is the studio line. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is Sports Byline. Skype us at F4W Online. Text us at 425-780-7566. Kind of surprised at how many text messages I'm getting about this Rusev Lana deal. This person here says, regarding the whole situation, love the podcast, don't listen live, but the question is, do you think anybody knows the endgame for Ziggler, Lana, Rusev, and Summer? Are we buying time until Lana is back? Is it wrapping up soon? Well, as far as I know, yeah, we're buying time until Lana gets back. One of the working ideas, I don't know if anyone really knows where it's going to go because they can change their mind tomorrow. Actually, they probably will change their mind 9 times before it wraps up. But I know that one of the ideas is that it will end with Lana and Rusev getting back together. So that's where I'd go.
Can we expedite this process?
No, she's hurt. She can't even be on TV.
So nobody, I mean, she can tweet out of the hospital. She can watch her TV from a odd WWE angle. But nobody can actually reach her. She's in some sort of like medical fortress or something
like
that.
Well, I think she's just not supposed to be traveling and doing gimmicks. And it's hard to do catfights if you can't wrestle. So, well, it's going to be a while. It could be 3 months before she's back, everybody. More. Could be 4 months.
I don't know why you would be surprised in the least that you are receiving texts about this from people, considering that this you have championed this storyline to a almost ridiculous degree.
Well, I have, but I'm amazed at the volume of them, and we haven't even talked about this today. This person says...
I think you said this, and if not, I mean, it is pretty... It's actually got a there's an actual story. It may be a dumb story. You may not like the acting. You may not like this or that or the other, but it's an actual story that they've actually semi tried to put some layers and depth into, even in if it's the most remedial way.
This person says, do you believe the Rusev-Dolph story vastly improving when Dolph was off TV and going to hell when he returned was a coincidence?
Thespian that is Dolph Ziggler, of course.
Well, I wouldn't blame Dolph on this. I mean, part of the reason it went to hell when he came back is because he came back and she got hurt. Like, it's been one thing after another. First, Rusev got hurt. Then Dolph went to make a movie. Then Lana got hurt. The only one left standing is Summer. So,
oh, my God.
But you know what? She's made it this far, so hopefully...
So she's the black cat in all this. That's why this is happening to everybody.
I hadn't thought of that, but I guess you could look at it that way. Let's try the phone line again. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Daryl from Yonkers, New York.
There we go. What's up, Daryl?
All right. Mike, earlier in the week, you posed a question, would you want Lucha Underground to be more story-focused in order for it to gain more fans or get more media exposure?
And yeah, basically, putting it out there to people, could you handle it being more of a novella? Could you handle more of the drama type of thing that would get a woman or, more of a mainstream audience that watches novellas? Would you be okay with that and have less wrestling if it meant the survival of Lucha Underground? Just kind of put that out there for everybody. Continue to do so as well. But go ahead. Thank you.
My answer is kind of selfish, but I would say no, because... the fans who would like the novella part of the show, it would help them in various Latin American countries, and that's all well and good, but it doesn't help me watch the show in English, which is hard enough as it is already.
I completely agree with that, and I completely understand that. Let me throw this out there to you, though. I think they have done a good job, and I know some of this obviously doesn't matter to when you're thinking of just being a wrestling fan watching the program, but they've done a great job with music, with editing and filming and how, all the aesthetics of the show. So you've already got that anyway, and it's done great numbers on Unimas on a Saturday afternoon. Can you imagine how it would be during the week? And ultimately... You're telling me you just couldn't make that trade off if it meant the ultimate survival because they were able to pick up advertisers because of that, or at least have the opportunity to, because I can understand what you're saying, but I have a feeling if we go the same route that we've gone, where we've gone after the wrestling fan, as great as the program is, and the fact that I don't want to see it unchanged, I like the balance the way it is now. I just want to see it survive, and I don't think it will necessarily survive. you could always go back the other direction once you kind of claw and you make your ground and you're able to really get secure for several seasons, or at least be more positive going in season to season. And I think without that, if it's just about the wrestling, it's not going to be there at all. And then what?
Well, I gotta, let me say something here. I gotta disagree, actually. I have buddies that are coming over now that aren't watching any wrestling, but they love Lucha Underground, and they come over every week to watch it. I don't think that the show, I mean, it is obviously to a degree directed at wrestling fans, but it's also a television show. My wife would watch this show before she'd watch any other wrestling. The issue, the biggest issue, is no one's watching it on El Rey, because nobody has El Rey. I mean, I think that you can do anything you want. You could design the program any way you want. If you add up El Rey and Unimas, it's still doing less viewers than TNA. And what's funny is, even though it's probably doing less, or actually, it'd probably be equal, maybe very, very slightly more. The point is, both shows are doing probably under 500,000 viewers. If you add up Unimas and El Rey, and you look at TNA on Destination America. And what's funny is, way more people are talking to me about Lucha Underground than about TNA. And that's not saying much, because no one talks to me about TNA, but it's the platform. No matter what you do with this show, you could have John Cena on Lucha Underground, and it's not going to make a bit of difference whatsoever, because nobody gets the channel. So that's the biggest problem to me. It's tough to get sponsors. It's tough to tour. It's tough to do all of this. It's tough to sell merch when you're on a station nobody watches.
But that's why I believe, you know, going in the direction that, look, I think their best case scenario, and I don't know this for sure, but I look at the programming that's on Unimas, I look at the programming that's on, you know, the biggest Spanish language networks in the United States, whether it's Azteca or whatever it is, and you see the novella, you see the style that it is, and you see, you know, and I honestly believe that if you were to take that show, put it prime time, with backing and with advertisers, you know, on it, where not without advertisers, but with backing during the week, and you get it to more of that mainstream type of audience, I think you can get sponsors. I think you will be able to help yourself. And I think that's the direction you take, because regardless, it's got to get on a bigger platform here. It would have to get on a Fox Sports or something like that here. Well, but I'm saying, in this country, almost nothing that it will do will matter. And I think you have to look at Televisa. You have to look at your Spanish language, you know, viewers in this country, your first and second generation Latinos. You have to, you know, obviously play to, you know, Mexicans as much as you can over the border, as far as, you know, getting people into watching this program. That's your best case scenario. And I think if you have to turn it more novella-ish or something like that, they've done such a good job with it, I'm willing to take that risk and take a little less wrestling to guarantee this company's survival, because they're the only people who have truly done something new, and it's been at least something to grasp onto.
Yes, and that's why I say, don't change it. I mean, what to me, take the product you've got now, that I think is awesome, and wrestling fans who watch it think is awesome, and Lucha fans think it's awesome, and people I know who aren't wrestling fans like the show. Take that show, put it on a bigger platform unchanged, and if it's on that bigger platform in the form it's in now and it's still not working and it's not getting viewers, then you can say, okay, well, maybe it needs to be more of a telenovela. Maybe it needs to be more telenovela and less wrestling. But I wouldn't try to move it to another platform and change it, because I don't think it needs to be changed.
But I understand what you're saying, and I don't believe it does either. But it's not like anybody came banging down the door for this revolutionary, you know, pro wrestling product once the season ended. You didn't hear that. I mean, maybe I'm not Conan. I'm not in their business mind or anything like that. And Dr. Lucha Steve Sims, or if anybody, I'll put up the bat sign for anybody of those guys listening, if they happen to be, as far as the views of television in Latin America. But they weren't banging on the door for this revolutionary wrestling product, even though a lot of the wrestling that's on kind of stinks. AAA doesn't even have TV, and CML's got a bunch of TV that can be kind of shaky. And so, again, some of the other shows can be more than shaky. So, you know, that makes me think that maybe it's just not enough, again, for it to be prime time during the week, you know, with in that kind of style. Maybe you have to go in that other way, because, again, if it was about the wrestling, how would you not, on one view, not think that this is something that you would want to kind of have or be a part of if you really like wrestling?
The money. It was millions and millions of dollars to put this thing together. It's not like TNA.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if you think you look, you got to spend money to make money, and if you think you got a winning proposition,
yeah, El Rey does. That's why they re-signed him.
Well, but I'm saying, if you think you've got a winning proposition there, you know, and nobody, again, nobody's, you know, helping them for these millions and millions and millions of dollars. I mean, they got a little bit, but again, where, as far as TV goes, you know?
No, what are you talking about? They got El Rey. El Rey re-signed them, so everything is great for now.
It's his own, okay.
Yeah, it is his own network. It's his property. Maybe.
And
listen,
what does it mean? You just said it. You just said El Rey means nothing because nobody sees it.
Yes, that is true. But it is his property, and he has decided to put it back on El Rey. Who knows if somebody else wanted it? Who knows if somebody else said, you know what, we'd like to put this, and he's like, no, I want this for El Rey. We don't know anything about it
Obviously, Brian, no other television property wanted it because we're talking about them still. Man, Televisa would be their best option. Well, yeah, of course, nobody stepped up.
We don't know that. We have no idea. Somebody could step up tomorrow and say, you know what, Brian, I want to buy Observer Live. I'm not just, that doesn't mean I'm going to like sell it.
Yeah, but I understand that. But when we're talking about at least seasonally looking at things here, when did the show end? And how long did they know the show was going to end? And so you had the chance for a possible fall season. And again, this, now we're not starting up till when we're taking, at February. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's not like anybody was beating down the door, you know, trying to help them out, going, we got to have this on our network or we got to have this.
Yes, that's correct. We think, yeah. But we don't know. We have no idea. They've been negotiating with Televisa. And they may end up on Televisa for all we know. And if I were Robert Rodriguez, I wouldn't want to sell it. I would want to try and make something out of it. The whole point of the show...
I'm talking about getting on TV. Again, this whole thing started with, would you take a little bit more of the dramatics and a little less of the wrestling if it got to a mainstream audience and could be put on a spot on Latin American TV or on Spanish language TV here in the States that could help out its visibility and help out its bottom line and get these guys touring and everything else? That's the point I'm trying to make here.
I know, but... And let's go to a call here. Let's go to the Skype line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
That's exactly what your arguments sound like.
Wow.
Bunch of noise, bunch of nothing.
Wow.
I think he was trying to call After Dark.
Holy God. I don't want to go in circles with this argument, Mike. That's why I went to a call. It's a circuitous argument. No guarantee that any other show, any other station is going to want it because you put more telenovela aspects into it.
Hashtag Semp wins.
Hashtag we wasted everyone's time. To the break! Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if... Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. And Danny is here on the line, who is attempting to contact us via Skype. Danny, what's happening?
Hey, Brian and Mike. First off, for Season 2 of Lucha Underground, you finally get to see who is Matanza. Cross your fingers, is not a letdown.
We saw him at the end of Season 1.
And then my question is, because obviously, Brian, you wrote the book of the death of WCW, and then this week JBL did his show with Eric Bischoff, right? And so obviously you know all the facts. Like, basically the main point it got out was, like, the merger is what killed the company, because, like, Time Warner, they didn't want wrestling in their books, like stuff like that. But my big question is, like, JBO asked Eric Bischoff, it's like, looking at W today, it seems like they have copied a lot of things that they did in the past, like the power plant compared it to NXT, and then, like, the three-hour shows. It's like, if you're Eric Bischoff and you see, like, what W has become, you think he has, like, second thoughts, like if I would have left earlier or something, or didn't give us much creative control. Like, what WWE now is what WCW could have been, or what you think?
I'm not quite sure I understand the question. I mean, he left because he got ousted, because the ship was sinking under him. So, I mean, he was making a lot of mistakes early on. And it's kind of a stretch to say that, you know, the NXT today is what the power plant used to be. The power plant was a wrestling school that absolutely sucked, and I think it turned out two guys and a lot of guys that ended up in Ohio Valley. Like, Batista was ousted. I mean, he basically almost quit the business because of the power plant. It was because of WWE that he got started. So, Danny, stand by. We'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.